Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. The Knicks. Ouch.
You're done.
It's it, man.
They're done.
I mean, I know it's on the road, on the West Coast. Tough situation, but it was the first game of the West Coast swing. You'd hope you'd have your wits about you game one. I can understand game five, but what was the final score last night in Golden State?
I don't even know. I mean, listen, you had a lot of things working against you. Obviously, Amari Stoudemire goes down. Carmelo Anthony was out against the Jazz. I think that the Knicks played a little bit. They had kind of an out-of-body experience against the Utah Jazz.
92-63 final score last night. 63.
And that's your problem with the New York Knicks is that without Amari Stoudemire, and I know Amari Stoudemire wasn't putting up
Wisconsin
vintage numbers.
That's not enough points.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's pre-shot clock numbers right there. I mean, that's really bad. I think that they played up in the win, in the blowout victory over the Jazz, and then they came back down to earth. You also had a Golden State team that was pretty ticked off by the fact that their 50-plus, Steph Curry performance was tainted, albeit very lightly tainted in the media, by the fact that they actually didn't win the game. That's a whole different thing. So, listen, they're not going to go and lose by 30 points every night. They're not going to put up 60 points every
right.
night. But they don't have anybody that can score.
Yeah, it might be just as a signal of a larger problem right now with Amari out, and I know Melo's still banged up, but you just I think without a healthy Amari and without the whole team firing on all cylinders, it's hard to look at this team and say that the promise they showed in the first couple weeks of the season is going to be anywhere in June.
Right, and the problem was, and we listen, I was saying it before the season started. I'm like addicted to Kool-Aid. I drink the Kool-Aid all the time. You give me like a feisty little Asian point guard, I'm drinking that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you're not.
You give me a team that goes on like a 3-game winning streak to start the season, all of a sudden, everything I said with my practical analysis of the season, I throw out the window.
You're not like a let's wait and see guy.
No, I enjoy greatness, okay? And they started out. I don't think I'm the only person here who enjoys some greatness from time to time. They started out very well, and all of a sudden I was saying, I went against they're too old. They regressed in this offseason, and now you're starting to see that they're too old, and they regressed, and they didn't figure out something to do if Amari Stoudemire isn't healthy, and he won't be healthy for the rest of his career, as unfortunate as it is.
Yeah, and people, I keep saying, you said this on Sunday, and other people have said it in the news, shouldn't we save Amari for next year? And I'm just kind of like, I don't know if Amari's the guy for next year. I mean, I know he's still going to be on the team. You still want him to be active. He's got a contract. I don't think he can move. But it's just I don't think it's one of those where like Derrick Rose gets hurt and you're the Chicago Bulls. You're like, let's make sure that Rose's long-term health is intact and he's great for years to come. I don't think this is a years to come situation with Amari Stoudemire. It's I think the end is near for Amari and the Knicks and probably Amari in his career. So are you trying to find, a replacement for Amari?
You need to find an option that can, if not replace Amari Stoudemire, render him less important, to devalue his role with the team.
And by the way, Sheed and Kenyon Martin, even when healthy, not the guys.
Right, maybe a young guy. You look at this Knicks team and you're saying, man, they're old. And then you look at the Yankees and the fact that they're trying to get Chipper Jones.
Ooh, oh, we're going to, that's next.
But you can't keep patching up an old roster with older players. You can do it during the season because you really don't have any options. There aren't, young gold mines out there just ready to be picked up. You don't just have like a 23-year-old guy with upside hanging on the sideline all that often. You have guys like Kenyon Martin and Allen Iverson that are looking for somebody
that you love. No one in the world is talking about Allen Iverson except Pierce Brix.
Okay, here's the question.
Any team needs, it doesn't matter. This team needs a big-time center. Go get Allen Iverson.
Yes.
Go
get Allen Iverson. Or no. Would the Knicks have scored more than 63 points yesterday if Allen Iverson was running points?
I don't know if he could still reach the hoop. All right?
He's AI. He's healthy.
He's healthy?
He's playing for a house. He literally lost his home the other day. The guy's mortgaging his jewelry.
Yeah, they maybe would have scored 70 with Allen Iverson in the lineup rather than Jason Kidd at the point.
7-point swing. If you could get a 7-point upgrade at every position, all of a sudden you're the best team in the league. Will the Knicks win? Will they be able to win a first-round series this postseason?
Depends on Amari's health.
Well, he's going to be out 6 weeks. You're going to bring Amari back.
Right, but
throw him back into a lineup that has never really gelled with him and Melo.
And there's my point. We talked about while he was out. You said when he comes back, we're going to have to see how the team comes together and how they figure out how to play with each other.
Right.
That hadn't happened, and then he got hurt last week. And so
signs. You know, he played against the Cavs.
There were some signs, and then he gets hurt. So we're taking a step forward and then two steps back because he gets hurt again. And we're really expecting 6 weeks, boom, we're going to pick up right where we left off. And by playoff time, we're going to have the momentum and be a well-functioning machine. Probably not.
No, that's why I wouldn't bring him back at all. Because even if you brought him back in the reduced role that he's going to have this season, you're not going to beat the Miami Heat. You're probably not going to beat the Indiana Pacers.
Can they win a first-round series without him?
That's what I was about to say. I do want to see, as a Knicks fan, a starving Knicks fan, I want to see them win a playoff series. I don't even remember what it's like. It feels like Latrell Sprewell. There's some sprinklings of Allen Houston. I can't get away from the guy. Allen Houston. We're talking Larry Johnson. I mean, it's been years since they've won a playoff round. And if you go back 2 years ago, you know, last year they were embarrassed. They won one game against the Heat. 2 years ago, they were swept by the Boston Celtics in what was the closest sweep of all time. The first three of those games, the Knicks could have easily won. Carmelo was just playing godlike basketball. If I don't know if God has game, but
I bet he has some game.
Yeah, he's got hops. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just playing out of his mind. It was a great series. It was a compelling series until they got blown out of the water in the fourth game. I need, you know, the New York City needs the fix of the Knicks getting some sort of playoff success. So, I mean, but the question is, even if you feel adamantly that Amari Stoudemire can get you over the first round hump, but you're going to risk, you know, further injury, what are you doing in 2014? I'm going to sit Amari. I'm going to see if this team can figure out how to play well enough to beat a Brooklyn Nets team or beat whoever they would play. You know, listen, they're going to slide. They're not going to sit in one of the top three spots. They're going to have to beat a team that can actually ball a little bit. I don't know if they can win it. I hope they can win it. I'm not looking to see what Amari can do this season. I'm going to wait. I'm going to sit him down. I'm going to tell him not to move. I'm going to get one of those old people motorized carts and tell him, I don't want you. I literally don't want you walking on your leg, you know, for the next 3 months, and then we'll start this up again.
Our weekly Lakers are still around.
Lakers are
update.
Good.
Lakers are playing well. Currently in a playoff position.
16 of their last 22, I believe.
Yeah, I was looking. They could get the six.
They could easily get the six.
If they're the eight, they're in trouble. If they're the seven, they're probably in trouble. If they're the six,
you know who the three is.
They could do some things.
The LA Clippers.
All right, they're still probably in trouble, but that's at least really interesting.
LA v LA, that'd be amazing.
David Stern is.
The Clippers would be so bummed.
By the way, speaking of David Stern and the Clippers, you know, everyone, he took a lot of heat when he vetoed the Chris Paul to the Lakers trade and, you know, did all that. He's getting the last laugh. The Clippers are great. The Lakers are a story. You and I talk, is there any way that we have the possibility of Clippers Lakers? If Chris Paul's on the Lakers and not on the Clips, the Clips are terrible.
No, and I'm pretty sure David Stern understood that when he cheated.
Right.
But
he cheated.
It
was a dirty move, but nobody's like, that David Stern right now. Everyone's just kind of like, it's the NBA. And look, the Clips are great and it's great for the league. We move on though. I don't know what the hell the Yankees are doing anymore. I held out as long as I could. To be like, yay,
doomed.
Yankees. Chipper Jones, that's our answer. Let's go get Larry Walker. Not Larry Walker. That would be a bummer.
Don't get Larry Walker. Larry Walker, by the way, either head coach or hitting coach for Team Canada.
First base coach.
And hitting coach, I believe. I don't think if you're Team Canada and you've had in your whole entire existence.
But we're popping jerseys because we're Canada.
Right. You get Larry Walker on your team and you resigned him to just be the first base. don't go near the cages, Larry. We don't want you messing up the heads of these young double A guys we got here.
What the hell were we talking? Chipper.
Chipper, that's right.
The Yankees,
about as
the
old
Yankees
as
and Chipper. The rest of the I mean,
Larry
look,
Walker.
There is part of me that still says, you know what? I mean, look, if you don't think the guys you got from the minors to come fill the role can do it, then you go out and you find a solution that may have some age, right? But I don't think Chipper Jones is the answer. I don't think you call him back from retirement and say, hey, you want to just start up again?
Have you worked out in four months?
If you're gonna
talk to Chipper Jones, and Chipper Jones, one of those rare guys in modern baseball that played their entire Hall of Fame career on one team, he is the Derek Jeter of the Atlanta Braves. As much as that makes me want to throw up in my mouth,
right?
You'd have to pay the guy a boatload of moolah,
yeah,
to come out of retirement.
It's just
and not taint his legacy, but change.
No,
his
you
legacy.
Would taint his legacy if he retires, does the whole farewell tour,
he did
and
do
then,
the whole farewell,
and
tour.
Then comes back with the Yankees the next year. Yeah, that's tainting your legacy. And even from the Yankee perspective, at this point, guys, move Euclid to first and let the kid play third.
Teach Eduardo Nunez how to field a ground ball.
At this point, that's what it is. I've been saying it for a year and a half.
It's fielding a grounder. You can't have the talent and the athleticism that Eduardo Nunez has and just be inept at fielding grounders. Just hit him a bunch of grounders.
Right.
He can hit. Just, you know what? Be like, listen, five swings, Eduardo. Spend the rest of practice with a fungal bat, fielding some freaking ground balls.
I was against you when it came to the context of the Euclid trade when we talked about this, because Pena is a terrible fielder. He could cost you games, and if there's a better option out there like Euclid, then you let that go. But at this point, if Chipper Jones is the guy, you're like, yeah, he's our answer. Leave Chipper in retirement. Put Pena at third. Put Euclid at first. Nunez. Put Nunez at third. Put Euclid at first, and just get on with it, man. If that's your best option, if there's nobody else out there, then Nunez is your guy.
I will say that in only 112 games, Chipper Jones did hit .287 last year with 62 RBI, 14 home runs, and I believe Chipper Jones is left-handed, is he not?
He played you, man. I don't remember.
For years.
You're the Mets fan.
Years. I have this guy just drilled into my mind. I can't think of it, whether he's a lefty or a righty. If he is, in fact, left-handed, anybody can hit 30-plus home runs in Yankee Stadium as a left-handed bat. The Yankees need to do something in terms of their youth movement, and giving a guy a chance wouldn't hurt.
Lefty.
Because if you keep bringing in these old guys, I understand the idea, and I understand that you think Chipper Jones may have something left in the tank. He's not very durable, but he does. He still can hit a little bit. His numbers were comparable to Kevin Euclid last
season. I'll say this. Giving a guy a chance is fine. This is going to sound weird. Giving a guy a chance is great when there's no other option, and that's kind of the way I'm looking at it right now. If you're the Yankees and there's another option out there who's better than the guy that you're trying to give a chance, you don't have time to give a guy a shot right now. You're probably already chasing Toronto and at least Baltimore, maybe the Rays too, right?
And the Boston Red Sox,
maybe the Red Sox. So
you're the worst team in that division.
I don't believe in the Red Sox. Healthy, we're not, but. We're not the worst team in the division, but right now, come opening day, maybe, right? Without Teixeira and Granderson, that's what I'm saying. You don't have time to just let a guy flail around out there, hope he figures it out, while the rest of the division runs away, because you can't dig yourself a hole with the teams that are in that division. So
listen,
a solution, or just let Nunez, because Nunez has got a decent bat, so.
He's a switch hitter, by the way. I knew that about Chipper Jones. That's why I couldn't pick out whether he was a lefty or righty. But listen, if you're a switch hitter and you're going to play in Yankee Stadium, you can do some damage with that short fence. I wouldn't do it if I was Chipper Jones. I wouldn't do it.
I absolutely would not do it if I'm Chipper Jones.
But I do understand why they would look into the guy. I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
All right, up next, no outrageous claim today in its traditional sense. We'll merge it with a little bit of a hodgepodge NCAA segment up next. Cover 2.